Spurs fans, welcome back to another Spurs and Salsa. I am your host, JD. And with me, as always, the one and only Mouse is in the house.
What up? What up? What up? How you doing, JD?
Not too bad, man. We're recording this a little different.
Yeah, it feels weird. It's like bright outside. I got sunlight coming through my windows. It's usually nighttime when we're doing this.
Yeah, my kids are still running around, so you might hear them.
Make an appearance.
Yeah. We're recording this early because I'm going to the Ice Cube Snoop Dogg Too Short E-40 concert.
Dang, that sounds sketch.
Yeah, man. I'm taking it back to the roots.
I love it. I asked you in text, are you gonna wear your Dickies to the concert?
Maybe a Ben Davis shirt.
Yeah, some Chucks.
Yeah. Not some G-Nikes, maybe?
G-Nikes, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, so they have a group called Mount Westmore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
I was going to ask you, how did you learn about Mount Westmore?
As I was going to tell you.
There you go.
So they had a launch on, what was that boxing app? Triller or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was it?
I think it's called Triller. Anyways, yeah. So they did a performance, right, where all four of them sang one or two of their hits, and then they sang their song together. I didn't see it there, and my wife randomly sends me the link of their performance. She's like, how cool is this?
Yeah.
And she was real excited. She's like, man, that's really cool. And it was random. My wife gets excited for the most random things, and that made her excited. And that was like maybe a year ago. I don't know exactly the date on that. And then they only released one single so far. They don't have an album yet of Mount Westmore. So we would always play that one song. Like, oh, look, there's that group you liked. They only have one song. And then when they announced a tour and they were coming here, I was like, dang, look, babe, like your peeps are coming. Yeah. So we just got spontaneous and got tickets, man.
Dang. I think it's funny. Jake, you know, you're a hip-hop head. Been listening to hip hop forever, know all sorts of hip hop facts, and your wife had to put you on some.
Oh, Mount Westmore, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I probably would have seen Ice Cube and Snoop touring together in Too Short.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't have known like they were a group.
Yeah.
And their song's pretty cool. Matter of fact, I went to the Spurs game this past Friday and they were bumping their song, probably to get ready for the concert, but I'm excited. I've never seen Ice Cube. I've never seen any of the four.
Okay.
So I'm curious what the crowd would look like because it's also during Fiesta. So.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it might be a little light.
Like if you're an OG, hood rat like myself, you have to make a decision, right? Nyosa College Night.
It's college night too.
Now, anybody that's actually college age probably doesn't care about this concert.
Nope.
So if you're my age, you should be choosing the concert. You don't want to be trying to roll with the college kids.
It's going to be like a 2002 Nyosa College Night reunion at AT&T Center tonight. So if you went to Nyosa like 2000 to 2005 on College Night,
you're
going to
be at the AT&T Center. Meet me at the beer booth, just like we used to meet, just like we used to park up by the beer booth in Nyosa.
And that's going to be a fun concert.
Yeah, I'm excited. So I'm just kind of getting everything settled. So as we record this, the concert's in 3 hours. So I ordered the pizza for the kids, cracked open my first beer, just kind of pregame it.
Good.
But I wanted to get this episode in because something huge happened while the last time we recorded. And that is the Spurs clinched at least the 10th seed. They are in the play-in.
How wild is that? Like, I feel it's – and the way they're doing it, you know what I mean? You went to the game on Friday. Did you get a bobblehead?
They gave me a voucher for one. They didn't have the actual bobbleheads.
Okay.
So I registered for one, and they'll mail it to me. So I'll be getting those, yeah.
That's neat. Yeah, and they just came out. And that win on Saturday night against Denver, that's – to me – that's like one of the biggest wins we've had in a long time. Like the way they came out and dominated a better team without DJ, was huge for our team. I know that wasn't the game you went to, but it was.
Yeah, it wasn't Saturday, though. It was Tuesday.
Was it?
Yeah, the game just happened. The game that they played Portland Friday and Sunday, and then Denver. Yep. But you're right. So they don't have.
Oh, that's DJ. Right. It feels weird. It was Tuesday. I was out of town and off on Monday and Tuesday, so it kind of feels like a weird week to me.
It was. Yeah, it was a weekend for you. You were off work.
Yeah.
But yeah, the way they dominated a good team, because the naysayers, you know, whether you're team tank or you just don't like the Spurs, or are you just critical? You just be critical. You know, the Spurs, I think, are 8-2 in their last 10, but the competition's been a little weaker, which everybody gets to play everybody. So I don't want to hear – it's not like there's a strength of schedule in the West. We all play the same teams.
No.
But the Spurs clinched their play-in spot by dominating a really good team without our lone all-star.
Yep.
And what I like about this team is you're seeing growth from other players. Like Keldon has been on an absolute tear. But even guys like Trey Jones has played really well. And one guy I've noticed the last few games, Zach Collins, man, he's playing some ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll say this. So I took my boy, my oldest son, to the Spurs game, and we had good seats. And he pointed out Zach Collins. He goes, hey, that guy's playing well. He's going to the foul line a lot. He's playing good. Like, just the eye test. Zach Collins looks very good. Yeah. I think guys like that, you know, Zach Collins is weird because he was injured and he's getting his sea legs under him at the right time. Trey Jones is another successful draft. I mean, that's a second round pick that's developed into, at the very least, a very, very solid backup point guard.
Yeah. And he, you know, these last three games that he's played with DJ out, he's had over seven assists and zero turnovers in each of the three games. And that ties an NBA record. So he's out there distributing the ball and not turning it over.
That's Coach Pop's wet dream right there, baby. Like,
yeah.
he's probably going to be like, man, Trey Jones is my guy. He doesn't turn it over. This team just looks good. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but I'm excited for the play-in. I'm excited for making a run at the playoffs. This team is looking good. We just need to get Murray back. You know, I know he's been sick. I wouldn't mind if he just doesn't play until the play-in, but I do want to make sure he's going to get there. You know what I mean? Because you don't know the timetable. Mm-hmm. That's my only worry. But other than that, I mean, this team looks really good. I wanted to mention Trey Jones. He's had a great streak. Zach Collins. Keldon seems to be stepping into his role very nicely as a star. And the fact that they wanted it, the fact that this young team fought for it, and they've achieved it. Now I hope they don't settle. I hope their new goals are getting into the real playoffs and, you know, making a run.
Yeah, man, it's been interesting. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. There's a Saturday night game, right? We were like, okay, if they win this game, we're gonna start tuning in. And it's been a hell of a run. I don't know at this point how anybody can be Team Tank. Like, you see the players. You see them all. You see us, I mean, actually going on a good run and winning some tough games. I don't know how anybody could be rooting against us that's a fan at this point.
And at this point, just cut your losses, you know, because if you're a Spurs fan, you're doing a disservice to yourself right now. The tank's gone. We're in the play-in. We could still get a, you know, solid draft pick, but it doesn't matter. Like, live in the moment. Like, I understand your thought process, and I think there's a good conversation to be had for a tank two, 3 weeks ago. But don't be the Spurs fan that misses out on this fun. We just eliminated the Lakers. This young team's growing by the day, by the game. Now we're seeing Trey Jones. It's a new development. Enjoy the ride, man.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be all or nothing. Let's enjoy the ride. Let's enjoy this young team. Because this is a good stride. And it's funny because Coach Pop made a comment that this play-in is very beneficial to their growth.
Mm.
You know, fighting for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a Spurs fan, it's We're going to have postseason basketball. It's fiesta time. Enjoy right now, man. Don't look 3 months down the road, a month down the road. You know, we've had a rough couple of years, whether it be COVID or the Spurs not playing so well. Enjoy this, Spurs fans. Go get you a chicken on a stick at an event. You know, be the old school guy where you wear a Spurs jersey with nothing under it, some jorts and some J's.
And I think the Spurs tweeted earlier that the playing game versus New Orleans set, it's going to be April 13th.
April 13th, 8:30 San Antonio time on ESPN. Yeah. Now, if we pass the Pelicans, we host it. If not, we're going to New Orleans. But either way, we know April 13th, that's the big day. And if they win, they got to win another. They have to win two games to get into the tournament. So we'll see. It's fun. It's a lot of fun because this team's also growing. I know some people are saying, well, they're limping in because the Lakers are struggling, but the Spurs are 8-2 in the last 10.
Buy that. We took that spot from the Lakers.
Yeah, we did. The funny thing is the Lakers are all in on winning, right? They've got the 2012 All-Star team on their roster. And the Spurs are rebuilding. The Spurs are rebuilding. They've traded enough assets to have 3 first-round picks and over $30 million in cap space, and they took them out and took their spot.
Does it change the way you feel about, like, the Spurs going forward and what we need? Maybe how many pieces we're missing at all, like seeing how well we're doing this year?
What I want, I think Keldon is growing before our eyes. I think Zach Collins, when healthy, looks like a very productive player. Trey Jones, we probably still need another all-star. But I love the direction of this franchise. Okay. 3 first-round picks. That means you have 3 chances to draft a potential star. And over $30 million in cap space, you can either trade for a star player. You can make a run at a free agent. And we'll talk more about that in the offseason. They're just in a great spot to add something next year, in addition to developing DeJounte Murray, an all-star, in addition to the young guys, the core that they have now. We wanted to see growth this year, and we've seen it to the point where they've now fought their way into a spot. I like the direction where this whole franchise, I like where the whole franchise is going. So, I mean, adding a top free agent would be great. But again, we're in a good spot to do things this offseason. And if they can fight and get into the actual playoffs and maybe show potential free agents, hey, this young franchise is going places. It might even entice somebody. But I love where the direction is, especially because they fought for the spot and they look good. When we're talking about Trey Jones being as good as he's looked, it just showing growth, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think huge.
Go ahead.
I think it's huge. Like, coming into the season, I thought we were like multiple pieces off. Like, I didn't think this core would probably get it done. And we came in talking about it. Let's see what they got. Let's see how they play. Let's give the young guys their shot. And the way they've just come out and played here, I mean, over the season, but here, especially more recently, I think a big name free agent, you know, maybe trade some of those first, get a move up a little bit, maybe get another first. We're just a piece or two away from really being really contending in the West. Like, I think we're a lot closer than I thought we were coming into the season.
Yeah, I agree. And I think everyone would agree, and that's what's exciting. I know Team Tank is, their mindset is, well, we're going to be stuck in this whole play-in tournament era, you know, 10th, 9th, 10th spot forever. And that's just not true. Like, there's so many moving parts, and they've positioned themselves to add either one huge piece or a bunch of good spot pieces. You know, they're in a great spot. They've done Brian Wright has done a masterful job of putting the Spurs in such a very favorable spot this offseason. And then with these guys fighting, I don't want to repeat myself what I just said. I love the position. I really love. And if you would have told me the Spurs would go on a tear to get into the play-in and DeJounte Murray would miss, he's missed, what, 3 games so far?
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Without your one all-star, I would have said, oh, they're, it would have been a what if. I would have said, we're not going to win those games, and we're all going to be upset saying, man, what if DeJounte would have played? Could we have made the play-in game? But they're winning without him. That just shows a lot of depth, man. It really does. And I'm glad Trey Jones is getting his flowers. I've seen Duke fans tweet about him and Spurs fans, obviously. I did see some Zach Collins love. Again, Zach Collins really popped out to me at a live game. Even Josh Primo. Josh, man, I'll tell you what, Josh, he's not a little guy, dude. He's a pretty big boy.
And you see him, you know, getting in the lane with his long arms and knocking balls kind of out, getting steals mm-hmm. and disrupting plays. And I think Matt Bonner talked about it the last game they had. He talked about Primo actually being a lot bigger and longer than you think he is. Like, you see his young face and you think he's a certain size, but when you see him in person, he's taller and longer than you would expect. And he plays that way on defense. Like, he's really out there disrupting. He had that huge block, that Manu-esque block on the Joker.
Yes. The other night. And the Spurs have been drafting wings like that.
Yeah.
That are longer. It's almost, you know, it's almost like the Kawhi Leonard prototype, right?
Yep.
They've been drafting these guys that are long. Like, even DeJounte Murray's like that. I think Pop says to himself, give me the body type that can play defense. I can teach them defense. I'll coach them up to defense. If they have the tools, defense, I get it right away. And he does. He gets defense out of them quick.
Yeah.
Even when DeJounte Murray didn't have any offensive skills, he was making an all-NBA defensive team. He'll get the defense out of you quick. And then I think the mindset is, and Chipping Green will teach him. Well, you can hear my boy. And I think Chip England will teach him to shoot.
The shot.
But Primo has good offensive skills already. Mm-hmm. They just got to be refined a little bit. And I think that's why Primo is kind of the Spurs diamond in the rough. Is what they see long-term greatness. But he's already producing. Because he's picked up defense quick, Pop feels good about putting him on the court. I think that's why, like, a Trey Jones, he's somebody that they felt comfortable trading Derek White. They said, hey, Trey Jones can be our backup point guard. We like him. We like what he brings. And they were okay. I mean, I'm sure it was a hard decision trading Derek White.
Yeah.
But getting his contract off the books helps the Spurs be even more flexible in free agency this year. They've just done all the right moves in the last 3 months or so. Everything's worked out. It's that whole pounding the rock mentality. Yeah. You know, October, November, December, we were talking that maybe this franchise is worse off than usual, but they kept pounding that rock, and now we're seeing the fruits of the labor. And it's just a start.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about – we don't want to get into the offseason, but when we talk about offseason, you talk about attracting a free agent. And it's a lot easier to attract a free agent when they think you have all the tools and, you know, what it takes to make a run in the playoffs. You know, you might just be missing a piece or two. So us winning is, you know, we'll pay back in tenfold in our free agent market and who we can attract and who we can buy with all the salary cap we're going to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just love the direction.
Talking about direction, someone's going in the other direction. Are the Lakers the biggest bust of all time?
Yeah.
They have to be, right?
You can't have a team with LeBron on your team and not even make the play-in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis. They've got, what, is it 3 or 4 players that made the top 75?
Yeah, it's nuts to see that they're not even making the playoffs, right? I think that's insane. I would never in a million years guess that coming into the season. But and they went out, and Anthony Davis blamed it on being injured and injuries, which I get, but – I mean, come on, man. Just take it on the chin. Yeah, they just underperformed as a team. And LeBron, you know, people talk about LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan generally, right? But I'll call him out when he does something that I think is suspect. And him sitting out these games when when you know he has a sore ankle, I think is a stretch. I just don't think he wanted to be on the court when they were going to lose their playing spot.
I could see that, but I can't off the top of my head. I can't think of a more disappointing season for any NBA team.
Yeah,
because I mean, there's been some teams where LeBron was a super team, but they maybe lost in the finals.
Yeah. Or even think like the Lakers and Karl Malone, you know, when
they lost in the finals. Yeah.
They make a run at least. And
they're not even close. They're not even going to sniff the finals.
No.
And they don't have their first round pick.
Yeah. It's wild, man.
But going back to the greatness, Manu Ginobili is officially going to the Hall of Fame. Well deserved.
Yeah.
I think we'll talk more about what he meant to this franchise. More so when we get to the ceremony. I mean, we're not going to surprise anybody with how much he means to the Spurs. And, yeah.
Did you go ahead.
You're going to talk about the Fox radio guy that said he didn't deserve it?
No, I didn't hear about that. What schmuck said that?
I didn't want to say his name on here, but just say Spurs Twitter. Spurs Twitter is very decisive, very fight amongst themselves.
Yeah.
But they'll unite for something like that and they'll destroy you. And they did.
I'm guessing he's not a local guy. Is he from Texas at all?
Oh, no. Yeah. Northeast guy. He's on Fox Sports National Radio, I think, but like late at night. He wanted to get clicks.
And he said Manu didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Come on.
But what were you going to say?
I was going to say they showed him at a game. Probably over the weekend, and I thought it was hilarious. He's there, and you know, it was right after I think they announced, you know, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and they kind of congratulated him. Everybody was clapping for him. But I thought it was funny. He was wearing like a name tag, and it said like Manu Ginobili, like if people wouldn't know what he was, like, it was like a press pass. I was like, Manu, you don't have to wear a press pass, bro. We know who you are. I was just wondering if anybody else caught that because I found it hilarious.
No, but that is funny. Yeah. Like, would there be anybody in San Antonio that didn't know who he was?
Yeah, it was like a lanyard and it had a little card and it said his name on it. I was like, what is this guy doing, man?
But Manu's in. I'm glad he was first ballot, so we don't have to have that stupid conversation.
Oh, yeah.
It feels weird, right? We're having the big three. Parker will go, is it a year later? 2 years later? I don't remember how much of a gap's between him and Manu, but Parker will be in next year or the year after, and we'll just keep celebrating. Yep. That'll be it for a while. All right, so we got the Spurs. Man, not next week. So we'll probably record after the play-in game. So
yeah, I think you have. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be fun, man. By next week, we'll know if we're in the offseason or we're still rolling, which will be nice. But I can't wait for that. It's such a weird situation, right? Do or die, one game in basketball. That's what we're going to be doing.
A March Madness action.
Very much
so. Kind of feels like it.
Speaking of, shout out to one of our loyal listeners, Ruben Diala, for winning our March Madness Spurs and Salsa tournament. Kansas wins in one of the best games I've ever seen. It might go down as the best ever because not only was it a great game, a great comeback, but it was two blue bloods, right? Kansas and North Carolina. So I think.
And then Coach K's last game. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it might live up. It might go up there with the whole Texas USC Rose Bowl type where it's kind of unanimous of, oh, that's the best game ever. I could see that happening real quick. But before we leave the Spurs, did you see that girl that went viral singing Kelly Clarkson?
I did. I saw it maybe like a day after or something, but I did see it start popping up everywhere.
Her name is Brianna Saldana. I wanted to give her name right because shout out, man, she went real viral too. I seen some big accounts talking about her,
picking her up. Yeah,
Dan Levitard, Barstool Sports. I don't know if we went to ESPN, but our boy Mike Jimenez got an interview with her on the radio.
I think
sometime this week, right at the day after the game. So I think it was Monday. So she's living it up. I wouldn't be surprised if we see taking Fiesta pictures or something.
So yeah, no kidding. She better get some tickets to this plane, or if it's here, I guess Spurs better hook her up with some tickets. She's got to be back to another game if we're back.
I'm surprised. I'm waiting to see when she's like hosting karaoke night at local bars.
Yeah.
Or maybe like Spurs road game watch parties or something.
And I think you're right. If she goes out to Fiesta, I think she'll blow up. She'll be bombarded with people.
Yeah.
For sure.
She'll take over for the Fiesta Sucia. Yeah. There's a new one in town.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. She did a great job.
Yeah, she was hitting.
We got Kansas Jayhawks. A lot of Spurs talk. I wanted to get into a little bit with you. The NFL draft's coming up in, I think, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What is on your radar, or who is on your radar for the Cowboys, at least in the first round? Or what position?
So, you know, we were on here every year, talk draft, usually best available, right? I'm usually really firm on best available. So that's what's most important to me. You know, if he's hiring your draft board and he's there, I don't care what the position is, you take him. But with that being said, I really hope we end up with like an offensive lineman. I know it's not the sexy pick, but I think that's what we need. Maybe like that Iowa lineman. What's his name? Lindelbaum.
The center, Tyler Lindbaum.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he can play guard too. So, but yeah, I think he'd be big. Now I do like sexy pick. So maybe, you know, we get a receiver that drops, maybe one of the Ohio State, maybe Olave or someone drops to us. I'd be all about taking them because I think our wide receiver core is going to be we're set up not to do well right now with what we have and Gallup being out a couple of games. So we're taking we went from having one of the best wide receiver cores in the NFL to bottom of the barrel. Like we're taking a huge step back with that group. And so if we get one of those wide receivers drop, I'm all about it. So those are kind of the two things I'm rooting for. What about you?
Exactly the same. And I think the Cowboys are in a great position for both positions. Now, mock drafts are a little different than real, you know, right? But if you look at mock drafts, there's going to be a few interior linemen that might fall their way. You mentioned Tyler Lindbaum, the center from Iowa. Zion Johnson, he's a guard and center from Boston College. I like him a lot because he's played guard and center at a high level. And I think for the Cowboys, they can make a big improvement of their interior linemen. Right now you've got Connor McGovern and then you got Tyler Bidas. I always mess up his name.
Biadasz
at center. If you draft someone like Zion Johnson, you tell him, go take one of their jobs.
Yeah.
And you tell the two incumbents, only one of you starting. There's three of you guys, two of y'all are starting. Fight for it. I like that a lot. Kenyon Green from A&M, a guard. So if they want to go interior lineman and really upgrade their offensive line as whole, one or two of those guys will be there at 24. And then receivers, there's going to be a good receiver there. My only concern is the Packers and Chiefs are looking for receivers now also. Do they trade up? You know, are they eyeballing some? But between the depth of receiver in this first round and the interior lineman that I just mentioned, somebody good's going to be there. And whoever you draft there is going to fill a major need.
Yeah.
And it's going to be best player available. And it'll be someone that starts, I think, day one on this offense. So I like the position they're in relative to what they need. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think they're in a good spot. I think that's why they haven't rushed to, you know, trade for a wide receiver. I know there's been rumors, but there's always rumors of the Cowboys. They haven't rushed to sign an interior lineman. I just hope that with our first three picks, one of them's an interior lineman, one of them's a receiver. And I think you can land a really good one of either or with that first pick, the way it shakes out. Now, the draft might shake out completely different, and we're scrambling. Kind of like, you know, remember last year we thought, oh, one of those DBs will fall to the Cowboys. Yeah. And then they both go right in front of us. So I don't want to jinx it, but I think it'll land in a good spot for either position. So we'll see. I know we're coming up on it. We'll do more talk about it as it approaches. I do want to, you know, last year we did a Zoom watch party.
Yeah, it was fun.
Maybe we'll do a live one now that things are, you know, a little, you know, back to normal to an extent. You know, Fiesta's back, everything else. So maybe we'll do that as well. But yeah, I think we're on the same page. I think the Cowboys are on the same page as us. I think, again, that's why they've left themselves open for those positions, because they like where the draft's going to fall in their direction. So we'll see.
Any feelings on the Bobby Wagner news that came out that he there were real talks with the Cowboys and we just couldn't agree on the money?
It's just that's the way the Cowboys do business.
Yeah.
For better or worse, they just. I'm concerned. My frustration is they're sitting on a decent amount of cap space. If they're planning on rolling it over and maybe restructuring someone's contract where they get more money now, so they don't have to pay them next year. I'm a wait and see approach, but their money's sitting there, and you could have Bobby Wagner. Now, you and I are big Jabril Cox guys.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad that they didn't get Bobby Wagner. I'm mad that they could have gotten him for the cap space there.
Yeah.
So I'm torn on that. That's the one thing I don't agree with that this front office has done this year is sitting on that cap space money. But if they restructure some contracts and they'll have more cap space next year to pay someone like Diggs or, you know, I'm not going to go off the rails pissed off about it yet. I'm going to see how the draft goes and I'm going to see what they do with that cap space before I blow a gasket. But I am disappointed that they could have used the money sitting there for a Bobby Wagner. Yeah. So yeah. It's a long game, but I'm mad. I'm not mad. I'm a little disappointed right now. How about you?
Yeah, man. I guess kind of the same way. I was definitely disappointed when I heard it, because you know I think his cap hit was like $11 million. That's less than we were probably going to pay. I think Jalen Smith's cap hit was bigger, and you're getting a way better linebacker. Right? It's not in terms of linebackers. It's not very much for a top tier linebacker. So
yeah,
it sucks that we could have, and you know, he wanted to come here. He said he wanted to go to a storied franchise and the Cowboys and the Rams were both one of them. And so he has the connection to Dan Quinn. So you feel like it was real. And so definitely hurt hearing that and seeing it didn't take very much money really to get him. But I think they're betting on Jabril Cox. I think also they didn't want to have, you know, 10, 11 mil tied up in him, and then they're going to have to pay Micah here in a couple years. So maybe that's in the back of their mind, but I just want them to spend some money, man, go out and sign somebody.
I know. Again, if they use it to, maybe they roll that money into giving Zeke more this year so they can cut him next year and free up a lot. I'm not going to completely judge it, but I think we're on the same side here.
Yeah.
Spend that. If you have it, spend it. But I'll wait to see what they do with it. But that is disappointing.
Yeah.
Because I would think Dan Quinn could get the most out of him while also allowing Parsons to roam free. It just made a lot of sense. So I am a little disappointed. I'm just not surprised. No other big NFL news. I think everybody's kind of gearing up for the draft now. We've seen a lot of the... We've seen quarterbacks move, which is crazy. Now we're going to see how the draft unfolds.
Yeah.
This year's draft's interesting because you've got a lot of teams with multiple first-round picks. You've got teams that need quarterbacks, but it doesn't feel like the scouts are very big on this class of quarterbacks. You've got teams that, like the Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, who have decided we're not going to pay wide receivers. We're going to just draft them. So I'm extremely interested. I'm extremely interested in how the draft unfolds. But yeah, the Cowboys are really betting on this draft because they're not signing anybody.
Yeah.
They've re-signed their own players, but they're hoping to hit it out of the park again.
We have a bit of a stronghold on the NFC East, but that it's going to come up here pretty soon because the Eagles are just stacking first picks, round picks.
Yeah,
stacking picks. So
they're not going to be horrible forever.
No.
So they have to knock it out of the park. But they've done it in the past. Again, the draft's probably going to unfold to where they do fill a big need with the first pick. So maybe it all works out in their favor. We'll see. Now, I wanted to get your opinion. No, you know what? We'll wait till next week. We'll go deeper in the draft. I want you to think about, for next week, Miles, think about all those fifth-round picks that they have.
Mm.
And what do you want to do with those?
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that because I have some ideas. Anything else going on? College baseball, Texas and Texas State are all ranked in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of good college baseball going on around these parts. I think that's about it. It was heavy Spurs. Well, I guess, Mouse, besides the Spurs run, the world wants to know, what have you been watching?
Man, I've been tuning into the Spurs. I was out of town for like 4 days, so my TV watching's been very little yet again. I feel like this is where we need Big Joe, right? We should call Big Joe and have him come in just for the TV segment.
Just for watching TV.
But I did watch something that you watched.
Okay.
The other day I was it might have been like Thursday night. I like turned on Netflix, searched through a bunch of stuff. I turned on like Prime, looked through Prime Video, put on I was like searching for something. It was probably like an hour. No joke. It was like an hour looking for something. And I passed on this movie. I didn't watch it. And then the next day you said you watched it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and watch it. It was Jackass Forever.
Oh, on Paramount Plus, right?
Yeah. I think it was. So I watched that. I haven't seen a Jackass movie in I don't know how long, maybe like the first one.
You haven't seen one since you were going to Niosa College.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That was the last time I saw one. And so I watched it. It's, like you said, it's on Paramount Plus. It is exactly what it is. Same thing it's been for 20 years.
Yes.
I did. You mentioned in the text there was a lot of men genitalia.
God, isn't there
a ton? There was a ton. And you text and like it just starts off right off the bat. Like boom, they hit you with it.
Yes.
maybe that's all there is. And then it just keeps coming throughout the movie. So. If you have nothing else to do or you're a fan of Jackass, put it on. It was funny. I was laughing a ton, so it was
And Paramount Plus has all the Jackass movies, so if that's your cup of tea or you want to go down memory lane, you can get caught up in that on Paramount Plus.
Pretty quick, yeah. But that's really all I got. What about you?
I actually have a decent list finally. It's been a couple weeks. I just started a documentary today. I haven't finished it. It's on HBO Max. It's called The Invisible Pilot.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything because even with the first episode, there's this major revelation. Like even I was like, oh my, what the? So far, so good. I haven't finished it, so I can't give a full review, probably by next episode. But even within episode one, there's a big... like what the hell moment, like a real big one. So I'm ready to finish it. I watched also on HBO Max the movie The Last Dragon is on HBO Max now.
Oh, man. That's like one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yes, me too. That movie is so good. So
yeah,
I guess the theme of today's episode is like being our age. If you're around our age, you probably love that movie. For whatever reason, here in San Antonio, it was always on cable or like KBB. Or for some reason, we've all memorized that movie. It was always on TV. It hit HBO Max, and I clicked it like, all right, let me just start it. It was a Saturday morning. I sat there with my coffee and just watched the whole thing. It is so good.
Oh, man, that movie's so good.
It is so
good. Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy. Man. I can't tell you how much I love that movie. Disney Plus has a show. It's a Marvel show called Moonlight. And Moon Knight. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. And it's really good. It's with Oscar Isaac. You don't have to know anything about Marvel to watch it. It's very, it starts off really fast. There's two episodes in. It's kind of hard to explain. It's just this dude that he doesn't want to be a hero. There's something living inside of him. It's kind of like it's almost like a creepy Night at the Museum type show. Kind of a creepy version of Night at the Museum mixed with a Marvel show. It's really good so far, though. Oscar Isaac's a great actor, so they really did well to cast it. And what else? Oh, I watched WrestleMania. I watched one night. There's two nights of it. I only watched one night. It was surprisingly very well. It was really good.
Did Stone Cold come out after all?
He did. He did, and he did a really good job. It was a really entertaining segment. I was laughing because, you know, his whole thing is after he wins, he has somebody throw him beers.
Yeah.
He probably caught 12 beers in his hand, and I was just sitting there real impressed that he could catch them. Because, you know, they're throwing them from a decent distance, and he always catches it one-handed. But, yeah, it was WrestleMania Saturday on Peacock. I didn't watch Sunday, but WrestleMania Saturday – Logan Paul performed.
Saw that.
He did really good. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a Logan Paul fan or hater, but his job was to be a bad guy, and he did a great job of doing that. And he had some moves. He's a boxer. He's athletic. Yeah. But yeah, all in all, it was fun. I know Zeke Elliott, Micah Parsons were in the audience.
Saw that.
I'll tell you what, Jerry Jones. I can't recall a WrestleMania. And I've been watching since I was a kid. I can't recall a WrestleMania doing so much promotion for the building itself. Mm-hmm. Like when you watch WrestleMania, whatever number, 6, 18, whatever you want to call it, you kind of know where they're at, but they don't ever shove it down your throat where they're at. With this WrestleMania, the logo had the Cowboy star. They had the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders open the show. Parsons and Zeke were in the audience. I want to say the Cowboy cheerleaders also walked Pat McAfee down the aisle. Like, Jerry Jones made sure, like, this is the Dallas Cowboys WrestleMania.
You're Shannon.
He was definitely selling. But it was fun. I don't know if I watch Sundays. I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of a one-time thing. I watched it on Peacock, whatever. But, yeah, it was cool to see Stone Cold. He's a Texas guy. His last match ends up being in Texas, so pretty cool there. And that's it for what I'm watching. Still the Spurs. I've been watching way too many mock drafts. Baseball season starting. You ready for that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm ready to get it going.
That'll be fun.
When is opening day? It's like
today
on the corner, right?
It's today.
It's today. Shit. Okay.
Yeah. So after we record this, you can watch the Astros.
Yeah, man. We'll see how they do.
All right. Before we go, we usually review food here in town or beer here in town. We've done places. But today's going to be a first. I'm going to recommend an article in my essay from my San Antonio newspaper or Express, whatever. It's called The Lines That Linger, How San Antonio's History of Redlining Stunted Opportunities for Latinos and Blacks. It's written by Madeline Mendoza. It's a history lesson on how they drew up the neighborhoods here in town and how it affects today. I didn't know a lot. I mean, I didn't know any of this, honestly. It's a really interesting article. I know we have listeners from all over, but a lot of them are here in San Antonio. If you're from here, you live here now, it's a really good article. It's on myessay.com, or if you get, I don't know if it's on the actual paper, but you can get it on mysanantonio.com. It was released on April 6th. So if you're looking for it, really, really good article. I think it's part of a bigger, it's part of something with Columbia University, if I'm not mistaken, but the article is really well written. Very interesting on how, you know, why certain parts of San Antonio are the way they are. I would definitely check that out. I didn't want to do food today because most people are eating chicken on a stick this week.
Yeah.
They're either going downtown.
Have you had it?
No, I'm hoping this weekend, man. I'm hoping this weekend.
Oh, man.
I want to go down to Market Square, maybe early. I know we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
I'm not an OG enough to go at night anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping by Sunday afternoon I'll have chicken on a stick, some sort of taco, you know, get some fiesta experience. How about you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, my wife was working Oyster Bake, I guess, kickoff weekend. And I told her not to come home without bringing me a chicken on a stick. So she brought it home, and I think it was delicious. I probably haven't had one. I can't even tell you the last time I had one since I was, you know, the last few years, San Antonio hasn't really had fiesta. Then yeah. I was living in a different city before that. So
it's been
a long time. Yeah, man.
It was, hey, it hit man. The spot. Well, let me know delicious. If you want to meet at the market. We'll go early, like old men that are scared to get punched. But yeah, we can do that. Let me know. Yeah. All right, San Antonio. We'll cut it short so you can go out and enjoy Fiesta. By next week, we'll probably wait to record after the play-in game. So good luck to the Spurs. Let's keep this season going. And let's celebrate some more postseason basketball. Until then, go Spurs, go.